Hello guys, and welcome back to the Wooly Podcast. I know the last podcast got a little depressing, but today we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about video games. No one here, just me. So I know podcasts are supposed to be with other people, but I'm just going to talk about some of the biggest games that are, in my opinion, the biggest games at the moment, not in the past. So, let's start off with an easy one that just came out recently, Call of Duty Mobile. Call of Duty Mobile just came out recently. Yesterday, I've played it a little bit myself, but I wouldn't say I got attached to it. I'd say that it's a good game, yes. It has the same aspects as Call of Duty, but it has the same feeling as PUBG Mobile, which I wouldn't say it's bad or good. PUBG Mobile was a decent game. But at the same time, I mean, Call of Duty is unique, and a lot of games are supposed to be unique how they are. But, sometimes I'm wrong, and it does have a Battle Royale mode, which, yes, is basically exactly like... It's basically PUBG, but with Call of Duty weapons and vehicles, etc., etc. But what my thoughts are on the game is, it's a good game. I like it. It has old Call of Duty maps, and it's overall a really great game. And it's still coming out with more stuff. Like, what it looks like so far is they're going to have a zombie mode, which seems really, really interesting. I would love to play that. But at the same time, it's a mobile game, and plus people can play with controllers, which is, it's kind of an unfair advantage to the people who are playing on mobile. But then again, a lot of people don't know it, or maybe don't have a controller they can hook up, or don't have one of the newer controllers that they can use for Bluetooth. But then again, people are usually, a lot of people use it to play Xbox or PS4 with the newer controllers. I know a lot of people who have the Xbox One S, or let's say they break their controllers and they get new ones, which the new ones are most likely the new ones that are the newer version with the Bluetooth thing and all. But that's just in my opinion, really. But I really enjoy it, in my opinion. I'll just play it sometimes at lunch in my school, or I'll play it in my free time when I'm bored, or at night when I'm just on my phone and there's TV in the background. But it's a pretty good game. But, I mean, the controls are, like I said, similar to PUBG, but that's one of the good things about it, in my opinion. The controls are really easy to use, unlike Fortnite Mobile. That was a kind of a hyped up thing, but the controls are really hard to get used to. But then the first day, I already was kind of dominating. I was always getting MVP on my team. I was always getting a lot of kills and stuff. But maybe because I played PUBG a little bit for a little bit, back in the past. But yeah, it is made by the same company who made PUBG. And they teamed up, I guess, with Call of Duty. But that, really good game. Really good game, in my opinion. I'd give it, out of 5 stars, 3.75 stars. Because it could be way better as a game. It could have more maps and more game modes. But I guess, it just came out. But, it could have a little bit more. Next game, Minecraft. Minecraft has been around ever since 2009. It has been out for almost over 10 years, actually. Wow. It's a really great game. In my opinion, Minecraft is a unique game. No other game was like this. I mean, I guess other games could have been like this in a way. But really, it's such a unique game. The creativity is amazing, and how you can just with such a simple game, you can make endless. There's endless possibilities you can make. You can make stuff in creative. You can play survival, and with all the updates and stuff that came out for it recently, it's just astounding. It's too good. It's too good. I'm not just saying that because I'm a fanboy, which I kind of am. I'm just saying, but there are some flaws to it, of course. And today we're talking about the Minecraft Bedrock Edition for the Xbox. On the PC, it's good. And overall, the best version of Minecraft is Java, 100%. It's been around for God knows how long. It has the best servers. It's so easy to mod, unlike this game. I'm not trying to hate on this version of Minecraft. Whoever plays this, good on you. I play this all the time because I don't have a PC and I have an Xbox and I enjoy it. But we're talking about the Xbox. On Xbox, it doesn't have servers. It has Realms. In my opinion, Realms are a good idea. I like the Realms a lot. But one big, huge flaw. And this is just saying. The big flaw here is... basically it doesn't have... It has such a small player. It just has such a small player base. It has such a small player thing. 10 players. I mean, I get it. Like, even the servers I play on have 10 people. It's kind of laggy. But, I mean, at least 15. There's just so much... Some famous servers, some good realms I play on are always full. And it's because there's only a max of 10 people. Which is... It's not that realms are bad. Realms are good entirely. It's just the player space. The player space is kind of dumb. But then again, the servers would be really laggy if it had 20, 30 people. But at least have add 20. Add 10 more. 10, 20 people. 15, at least. Because... Because I'm not saying remove the 10 and add 13. I'm saying keep the 2, keep the 10, add 20 or 13, add 20 or 15. Because, yes, you could make more one, you could make more money off of it, which is kind of a good financial for people who are trying to make servers. But it's just overall, this game overall is good, but it's just the multiplayer, the realms. The multiplayer in the future servers, good. Kind of laggy, but yeah. Realms overall good, except player space. And kind of lagginess. Then we move on to servers. Servers, there's only four or five servers on Xbox. There's, I believe, Lifeboat, Mine City, and there's just a bunch of other servers. My favorite is either Lifeboat or Mineplex. Oh yeah, there's Mineplex too. And they're all good servers, but I've been playing on my phone a little bit, and I've seen servers that I really enjoy, because they have some modes I like. There's kit PvPs, there's kit PvP servers, there's kit PvP servers, there's faction servers. Mineplex does have a faction server, but it's horrible. It's just the worst thing ever. There's no KPVPs. Most of the servers are dedicated to KPVP. Or not KPVP, just PVP in general. But, I just really like KPVPs. Especially on Realms, there is amazing KPVPs. But I feel like there's probably better out there. Better as in, there's probably amazing, just astonishing kit PvPs, but you know, a lot of people can't expand because there's only 10 people on a realm, but servers is infinite people, and I still don't get why you can't select a server on Xbox. It just doesn't make sense. There's of course glitches, but all of them are use computers, which is something I don't have. But yeah, Minecraft, great game. Overall, you know, there's some of the flaws of the Minecraft, and of course, it's just with the Bedrock Edition. Java Edition, almost perfect, some glitches, stuff like that. Let's move on to the game that I kind of despise, Fortnite. Fortnite has been a great game, but when the later seasons started coming, the game just got worse. I'd say season 3 or season 4, it was amazing. It was at the top of its time. It was the best game in the world. It was record. It was just records. It was an amazing game. I played a lot. I was a Fortnite fanboy back then. I'd spend money, not a lot of money, because my parents would be like, no. But back then was a better time, in my opinion, for Fortnite. Then they started coming out with overpowered items. They vaulted a lot of items people liked. And around late season 7, that's when I just stopped playing. I started playing other games, like Call of Duty, Minecraft. But then, you know, out of nowhere, Minecraft just smacks the heck out of Fortnite. And then just gangs back its popularity. It had a lot of, 10 years ago, its popularity was at the top. It's the top game, most in a lot of streaming sites. It's up there. Like, when in season 3, I would always watch streams on Twitch of people playing season 4, season 5, stuff like that. When it was good, when it was famous and stuff. But then, I see. I looked down at Minecraft. Only a couple thousand people were watching videos on it. That was just, I was like, what? 600 people are just watching people playing Minecraft? Now it's over 6,000. Probably even more. Because I don't watch Twitch that much, but it probably is way more. And there is always some. There was always some. Something wrong with the game. There's always. Fortnite was. It had its glitches. Its Save the World was pretty good, which was what they were mostly focusing on. I think we all know that. Save the World was the original plan. But then Battle Royale came out, and they stopped focusing on that. And. Sorry about that. As I was saying, Fortnite, Minecraft just outgrew Fortnite pretty fast. A lot of people were saying that PewDiePie saved Minecraft and brought it back up. I disagree with that. I'm not saying that he entirely saved Minecraft. I'm just saying that he definitely helped it a lot. But Minecraft probably would have got up there because of how bad Fortnite was doing. Fortnite was just. It wasn't good, in my opinion. Fortnite was just dying by itself. So, I'm not saying Minecraft would have been the top game at all without PewDiePie. I'm just saying that Minecraft would have grew at least a little bit after Fortnite died. I mean, people still play Minecraft. No one talked trash about Minecraft that I heard. I never said Fortnite's better than Minecraft. Actually, I may have one in season 3. But Minecraft just outgrew Fortnite pretty fast. It was a really weird time because I was like, what should I play? Fortnite, Minecraft. So I started playing both. And then I just stopped playing Fortnite and focused entirely on Minecraft. Last game, final game. Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I've never got to play Modern Warfare myself, so I still have no idea why I'm talking about it. From all the gameplays I've seen, it looks promising. It looks really promising. I would honestly play that. I'd probably play it if I had the time. It looks good, but after I heard that only PS4 is gonna have Spec Ops and not Xbox. I think I wasn't too happy about that. I don't like where Fortnite is going with this. I mean, Modern Warfare, let's talk about. Oh my gosh, but still. You know. But. That's the final game there. So this was a little short podcast. I guess this was around 15 to 20 minutes. There'll be longer ones, but usually when I'm with my friends. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And if you did, make sure to listen to my podcasts more often. I really hope you guys like this. And I'll see you guys
later. Bye.